Shalom and Happy New Year. This is Billy Brim. It's a cold day here in the Ozarks, but bright and sunshiny and new. Oh, how the Lord has been emphasizing all things new. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, good morning and Happy New Year, Miss Billy, and everybody on the call. Praise the Lord. Yes, I am.
Anything you wanted to say, go ahead, Brother Max.
Well, it's a new year, refreshing with the Lord. I was just thinking this morning with this prayer call. It's been going on for 4 years. Folks, that's about over 500 prayer calls. And every prayer call, like, about an hour and a half. I mean, and we have been hearing from the Lord, and He's been giving us guidance. Last week, prayer call was all about the Spirit. And exactly what you heard the week before, Miss Bill, when you prophesy about the gift of the Spirit, that we are to
yes.
move in the Spirit of the Lord. And I do believe that we are going to a higher level, and the Lord has been speaking to us, and we are just to be obedient to His words and move with His will, what He has for us. So this year is going to be greater yet. And we are expecting through Him and from Him. He's so good.
I believe the emphasis is in and on the Holy Spirit and His work in our lives to prepare us to be the glorious church. Do you remember some weeks ago He said, the change has to happen in you so that it can happen, the final change? Well, that has to do with He's Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Yeah.
And this glory is His presence. And we're going to be a glorious church that He comes for, filled with the presence of God and moving with the Holy Spirit. It says that the Holy Spirit is the one who changes us from one degree of glory to the next. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And I believe that there's the new degree of the Holy Spirit working in us and our yielding to Him. And this prayer call is very much a part of it. Hallelujah. And I got a call from Israel today, Brother Guy Leibowitz, wishing me Happy New Year. And we were talking about what we see happening in these 4 years, the last 4 years of the Shemitah. I really believe we can have a great awakening in the world because the world is in darkness and the people of the world are on God's heart. And they have to see a manifestation of God. It says all creation is groaning to see the manifestation of the sons of God. And that's us. And I really believe that this is a part of the new that the Lord talks us about. And you know, He says to us, do you perceive it? Do you see it? And He wants us to see it. And you mentioned refreshing. He said that His words are to refresh us. And His guidance and all these marvelous things. Don't take them lightly, folks. Even if He uses the same scripture over and over, He means that He's emphasizing it.
Yeah.
And He really wants us to get that. He loves us so much. Oh, Father, we do just thank You for Your love. Father, You're speaking to us about the new. And it's here, the new. You give us these times in life when we can have new beginnings. A new year, a new week, a new day. Holy One, help us to see and perceive the new, the change. Help us to yield to it. We see some change in the natural, Father, and we're very thankful for it. We see some change in our administration, governmental. I'm so thankful, Lord. I'm so thankful. And I know You said that the prayers of the saints pushed off some judgment that was coming. Pushed off some financial crisis. And oh, Father, I do believe we've got a window here. Father, if I'm wrong, please help the saints to know it. But I believe that we've got a window here of about 4 years to really have a change, a new. Yes, the world gets darker. You said evil men and seducers wax worse and worse. But oh God, the glory. Oh God, the promises you told us as we came last night to lean into your promises and serve with a willing heart and love more deeply. Help us to do that, Holy Father. Help us to love each other more deeply. Help us to know your love in its depth, its width, its height, its breadth, so that we can know, like Ephesians says, the fullness of God within us. Oh, Holy Father, how we do love you, how we do praise you, how we do give you glory and honor and adoration. Make a la frondia mi quali varacatoncia. E si deba quari a mana cocco. Cavi calacaia na cangara cotesca ta plic de cadas fangie. Pastori a mana qua. Oh, 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 Yeshua HaMashiach. Kiva le dupra fratiano no tombe. Kiedy kubrawra kotysz patro kotaszko tonci kotoszki. Krywa la kormaniwa, a ty otrugo papa. Father, holy father. Father of glory, paszko dibra. Father of glory. Bużwani nie kubele dala kubra. Ja na godi nie kubra, ja branko nie kwala dubra. Ishunio tu petiri cabra colo con caratiri o tombre che ne cadasca. Me tiene core manacchia. Me ne va la tua uscene copra che ne cadania ne cara cadaprica ne coho le capra. Ivre di Ishua, mascia to coho la camprectia ne coro cadafra che ne cadace. Oh, thank you, Lord. Proski ni manju no kovra. Paši da le donji ni kva. Ili dušva. Makoro kon donji ni kva. Le de li kapavre, de li konfijata. Thank you, Lord. Iši da ka. Kjevili danjora. Man siento porque te cahalai a shandale cocobre. Kivele do chua shantero no coca. Kilikatare con gaka. Emene no nonye ne pa, matudi cobra. ma tu di qua e levrati ascoltariato. Oh, parlati a me, manda, manda calitano, manda calitano vedi a to. Benedi Yeshua, benedi Yeshua. Cavile cupreti a to, le cambracco dello condesqua. Gine ma qua, ora con donce di cotore sciacchiata. Capri Catania vecchia nella mace. Igla cabracchio na cobracchio na cala cacra da giunghe na tele cacciasca. Abidavra to scendie. Cabida cahalito to copra tai franga la contasca. Joshua. Oh, sicara. Sicara mia cacco. Liva de du Joshua Tonia ne quattro copapina conghe. Oh, Balitania. E vili duhushua. Gieti li kahalakai. Andi li kabra kafrekia na konjenge ni kushua. Sibrati ishenge ni korati di kapra. Jiri kopra kya ka kohoshenge ni kopra. Kivrigo doshange ni kodora kokabrika ni kakabra. Ili bratua. Inye ni kohora katare kaka. Ishi ni kohora kapraktia na koto kohola kapraktia. Ishi ni kotare a tele kangara teri a stara bra. Bishwale brakatonye ni kwa. Ishi ni kotonye ni kwa ale kokokokopatia na ka. E gele cabrangio ne cohoro cotoscatania ne cohoro cocapre. E livrangio ne maniato ne cotoro cacchette. Cascatapre catecahalaila. A gavara godonia ne quara catenia ne cohoro copretti e di cotoro sciantiata. I cavra cotecohole campracchiando ne cotoro sciantiando ne cotosca. I che li cohore caprandi, ne coto caffracchia te cotosca. I calaca camfra, mi dico branchia fraconia ne cuore catasca tance di cotosca tapre. E gene qua. O se de cotore para catania ne cohore cotonia ne cotore cotosca tapra catacalai. E se de cotore camfracchia te cotore sciamciana cuore macacca. Ishe di copra. Mishkotore ka kampra kato kohole kampra kya te koto shantyat. Ikefra kare kongkara katanya na kohore kotoshka. Igele kapra kya fraketenya na kohore kotoshka te karakatatya. Asha de kohore manai. Ile kapra kya na kora. Ile dushkwa. El vedushka tange, sobra katange, e chanto to kohoshantia de kohomba de kataska. I janama kwa, kto de kodohoshantia de kodoshka pra, e ke fangyora manaka, ta shkata kangra. I shantora. Kavilatonia ne kwara katanya ne kohra kotoshka. Kashkatata kahale antanta koho tianta. Sobra katuyanta to koho sankora koto sonya na kapiata. Vidi qua, ashorte le congratia. Kibili duchwa, matoro kontoro kotochke. Oh, shakita. Bego frateschi, judo do juatora, ma cara che tenge, ne copra, isua neco mia fronde, ca scuto breche ti fra, a son delica propria, calitalia, calitalia, calitalia. Ibiletua, manto toco hoxacchia. Che le cabracchio fra catonge di Oshwa. Bilitaccio fronde, meco le cobre, e giando le gota alla cacambre che di goto occe, craspidani. Cobratisca tance, torco papilanto. Chiva la combre che le cacai a shantora. Chieti di gambappa. O la caia na kahai. A jantoro ko brevre gidania na koro ko dolo ko kare kataia na kalataia. A jantoro ko hoshiek de ne ka brabra koria de kura mele ka. Me toro ko brabri danyo na ko horo ko babi la tuta na ka papa. Ututu ko papa. Eta la kahalange ne ko horo ko pa. Sentio no cora. Isha to coppe, isha to coppa canca. Neandoro goto hoshe. Neande de copra, nande de copra, cande le cacca, laila to. Ebbe le canga di ando tati, eile le bambo, coppa le. Mecca la cacca, itiano. Mecca la latta, ecca le cacca, andie, e callo. Praise you, Lord. Bango lottecchia, bango nakita, bango kikania nakai. E je dico collabe, ianto lo coprefra. Ishi ne cotania ne cora catita. Ishine kora kakaya na kaka. Ishine kora matakara kodoshka. Ile bapora. Ishantora koto hoshe. Kivra kota magola kombratia. Praise your name, bakolo kopra. Pangolo koho vangye mi kaka. Pakilatonia. Matora mia kafra, matora mia kanga, o liberitashka. Bujwanika frangis sitala totorianto. Bili da. Fato shale le cobra kafrika da danya. Me colo cobre, me le da brush koto prakatidi anta de goto shakyara. Ishato le cobra. Natriantosa, matriantopra. Kivili dujwa, matur cobre. Kaleka. Ma toro dalle cobre che di cavrondi e ne cotoro godosci capetti hanno accallita la callita l'andele avri non garaccallita ton garaccalla callite di baba te di baba isciato tre cagno ne cobro cotone isciando lo cobro capre. Che felicità ancora. E si dico va e ti andrò da dopo, scelti a raccontare. Kivilato horshitata. Kivilatara kadjakto. Me echano, echano, echano. Kavilato tono koprai. Kalika frakata yeniko. Ishite kopa, ishite kopa, ishite kopa. Patianoka. Brandi mi nungoro kotirika. Elevelandiana kohoroka. Kedele kavraka frandele me. Ajonakara. Kayetele ki. Oshatala kanga. Oshatala ki. Vidanyo. Vidanyo. Vidanyo mani. Vidanyo karandye. Alla kara ki. Kova la kongra dashke di kobra vradinya no korra tita. Kombi. Kombi kai. Avatonya mika. Alla vradenya nika. Anyo nora. Anyo nora binya. Anyo nora binya mika. Kalidonya. Kabilatuta. Kalibatuta kabre avaranonyete ka anyene kora. Ijanyo noko. Ijanya nikala kaya nakala kaganga. Badonye. Gabidanyeto alimakura shenyerto gabiladenye nikwa du janyo tiba. Ishato. Ishatopia. Ishatopia kanka. Ishatopia kangi. Gubilidwa. Ishutuko prefre. Mikali nyo nakali. Andoli karandali. O balala di nyo nokro danye ne kopra katish kotonje. Ha ha ha. Ishato. Ishatofera. Ishatofera minga. Ishatofera minga laila. Atotia, anjono kagi da goba para tiano no babi latinia ne coro palita la kaya natai. Oh, shabra, mi dovra manai, mi dovra kito, kali combrenie. Shato lo copa. Bishato lo copa. Ma se che. Kavila Tonya Makala Barakatianda. Manya no korbalakaya. Andele kabratya na kabra. Koleveli banyo no korokodo le kambrakatito rogodoshka. O la baratita. O baladiana ni kwanya ne korakalegada. Brinya ne korabalekaya na kobaladinya. Ishtion topra, keshi di kambra, igalakai. Igalakai. Igalakai! Mantianeva! Haha, nyoga! Vishnu kora bayande lihitya! Makola ganye ni kaka! Kabri dahiyano! Ishato la kaya, mangola dinya na kohora kachaya na koro de la kaya na kahaya na kahaya. Ishala barata shkotonche de kapra kalai, ishano kotiata, ishano chaski kanyana kai. Oh, precious, precious, precious Lord. Oh, Father, you said you're doing a new thing. It springs forth. Springs in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. The dry places shall know the great flow of the Spirit of the living God. We thank you for it, Lord. We praise you for it. Help us to know it. Help us to recognize this. Help us to yield and flow and go with those rivers. And then our Lord Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Holy Spirit. O Holy Spirit, wondrous Spirit divine, giver and transmitter of all things. Divine, heavenly gifts from the Father of love, heavenly gifts from the glory above. How grateful and thankful we are for the Lord God, Father, for your great plan of redemption which you planned and sent the Lord Jesus Christ to consummate. And his blood, his perfect blood, his blameless blood, his pure blood poured out upon the mercy seat for us can cleanse us and does cleanse us so that the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, can indwell us, blow through us, and do. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by my Spirit, you said. And it's by your Spirit, Lord, that we are allowed this great gift of our Wednesday Moed calls. Bless the Lord. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you. Thank you. You know, when I see the words that we receive from the Lord in red ink, my goodness.
Right.
I never thought about it this way, really. It's just fresh word. Fresh word from him. All right. Renew, oh, this one is underlined. The first statement is underlined. Renew your strength and put your hope in me. Renew your strength and put your hope in me.
Hallelujah.
And that was underlined, all of it. Renew your strength and put your hope in me. Next scripture. Next scripture is 1 John 4:18. 1 John 4:18. Next statement. For encouragement into the new year. For encouragement into the new year. Live by faith. Live by faith, trusting me through. Oh, uncertainty and tribulation. Okay, I read it again. For encouragement into the new year, live by faith, trusting me through uncertainty and tribulation.
And tribulation?
Yeah, and tribulation.
May I ask you another question?
Yes.
Is the word trusting, ing, on the end, or just trust?
Ing on the end. Yeah,
okay.
Trusting. Yeah, ing. Trusting me through uncertainty.
Trusting me or trusting in me?
Trusting me.
Okay.
If I said then, I apologize.
Well, you probably didn't, but I didn't hear it quite well, and I think I put trust in rather than trusting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For encouragement into the new year, live by faith, trusting me through uncertainty and tribulation. That's the statement. All right. Next statement. My great mercy to you all. My great mercy to you all. And this prayer with my prophet and friend. With my prophet and friend for beginning a new, for beginning a new chapter. This is a very long statement. For beginning a new chapter by providing support and strength. By providing support and strength to you and the nations you have my strength in all. It's really long. Okay, I'm going to read it again. My great mercy to you all in this prayer with my prophet and friend for beginning a new chapter by providing support and strength to you and the nations with an S. You have my strength in all. Okay, I'll read it again one more time. My great mercy to you all in this prayer with my prophet and friend for beginning a new chapter by providing support and strength to you and the nations, you have my strength in all. That's the statement. Moving along here. 1 John 4:9. 1 Peter 1:3. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And he gave us this yesterday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So 1 John 4:9, 1 Peter 1:3, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Next statement. You have my spirit today. And this is the year of the new and new church. Okay, I'll read it again. That was the statement. You have my spirit, or spirit today, and this is the year of the new and new church. Sorry if I'm not going like, you know. I'll read it again. You have my spirit today, and this is the new year. And this is the new year of the new and new church. Okay, I'm sorry, what did I say?
All right, now before, I didn't hear you say new before year.
Oh, this is, okay, let me read it again here. You have my spirit today, and this is the new year. Oh, I didn't say year. It's right here.
You I'm said year, but you didn't say new, but I didn't hear
you.
Okay.
Let me read it again from the beginning here.
Okay.
You have my spirit today, and this is the year of the new in new church.
See, that time you didn't say new before year.
Okay.
Is there new before year or not?
No, the year. Did I say the new?
Okay.
Okay,
yes,
I need to get back to myself here.
Let me read it to you.
Okay.
You have my spirit today, and this is the year of the new in you, church.
Correct.
Good.
That's the statement.
We'll keep each other straight.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Next is a scripture here, Ezekiel 11:19. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19. And then he gave us Isaiah 40:31. Isaiah 40:31. The statement here is underlined, the one I'm going to read is underlined. Renew your minds for what is coming, church. And it's underlined. Renew your minds with an S for what is coming, church. And that's the statement, and it's underlined. Renew your minds for what is coming, church. Next, he gave us Isaiah 65:17. Job 8:7. The book of Job, chapter 8, verse 7. Job 8:7. Ecclesiastes 3:11. Ecclesiastes 3:11. Okay. Next statement. It's low, long. Start like this. You have been forgiven, my children. You have been forgiven, my children. Go out and do my will. Go out and do my will, for the days of hope. My hope is here. Rise with me, I am. Rise with me, I am. Okay, I'll read it again. You have been forgiven, my children. You have been forgiven, my children. Go out and do my will. Go out and do my will for the days of hope. For the days of hope. My hope is here. Rise with me, I am. I'll read it again one more time. So make sure everybody have it down. You have been forgiven, my children. Go out and do my will. For the days of hope, my hope is here. Rise with me, I am. Okay. Next scripture here, Luke 7:47. Luke 7:47. John 1:9-10. John 1:9-10. Oh, Malachi 4:2. Malachi 4:2. Next statement is, oh, not all of it underlined, the beginning of it. So I'll read the underlined part, which is start like this. No matter what you face, focus on my promise. That's the underlying part. No matter what you face, focus on my promise. Now this part is not underlined. You can all find strength and guidance. You can all find strength and guidance in my encouraging words with an S to you. So I'll read it again. Underline part. No matter what you face, focus on my promise. Non-underline. You can all find strength and guidance in my encouraging words to you. And that is the statement. I'll read it again. No matter what you face, focus on my promise. And this part is not underlined. You can all find strength and guidance in my encouraging words to you. Next is all scriptures here. Philippians 4:6-7. We get this a lot. Philippians
Ooh.
4.
Some of my favorite.
Yeah, mine too. Philippians 4:6-7. Romans 8:28. Again, here, there you have it. Romans 8:28. Matthew 6:31-34. Matthew 6:31-34. Praise the Lord. So Philippians 4:6-7, Romans 8:28, Matthew 6:31-34. Next statement is underlined, all of it. So the statement I'm going to read is all underlined. And start like this. My words, with an S, has been translated. Yeah, my words has been translated and kept alive. My word has been translated and kept alive. To speak directly to your heart. To speak directly to your heart. Now you meant to find hope through me and my love to you. Okay, I'll read it again here. And again, it's all underlined. My words has been translated and kept alive. To speak directly to your heart. Now. To speak directly to your heart. Now. You meant to find hope through me and my love to you. My words have been translated and kept alive to speak directly to your heart. Heart, not hearts. Heart. Now you meant to find hope through me and my love to you. And, excuse me, that is the statement. Then he gave us Isaiah 41, verse 10. Wow, Isaiah 41:10. John 16:33. John 16:33. Psalm 28, verse 7, Psalm 28:7, Romans 15:13, Romans 15:1-5, 13:1-3, Isaiah 41:10, John 16:33, Psalm 28:7, Romans 15:13. Moving along, next statement here. It is through faith. It is through faith in me that you can trust my goodness. Grow your faith today. And that is the statement. I'll read it again. It is through, excuse me, it is through faith in me that you can trust my goodness, grow your faith today. It is through faith in me that you can trust my goodness, grow your faith today. That's the statement. Next scripture, Matthew 21:21-22. Matthew 21, verses 21 and 22. Hebrews 11:1 again. Hebrews 11:1. All right. Next statement, see the outcome of your faith, and see, oh, okay, see the outcome of your faith, and see, right, you gotta stop right here. I mean, write it down, but you can start right here because this is underlined. So see the outcome of your faith, and see is not underlined. And the statement goes on with the underline like this. The outcome of your prayer. The outcome of your prayer. For the new beginning is here. And it is in your hands also. That's the statement. So I'll read the part is not underlined, which is start from the beginning here. See the outcome of your faith and see. Now you gotta underline it. The outcome of your prayer. for this new beginning is here, and it is in your hands also.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
I'll read all of it. Go ahead.
Okay. Read it, and then I'll see. Okay.
Okay. So the non-underlined part from the beginning, see the outcome of your faith and see. After this is underlined, the outcome of your prayer for the new beginning is here, and it is in your hands also.
Got it.
Okay. Next scripture here. Chronicles. First Chronicles 16:16, verse 27. First Chronicles 16:27. John 14:27. John 14:27. Matthew 6:34. Next statement, you have my peace forever. You have my peace. You have my peace forever. That's the statement. You have my peace forever. The signature, trust in me. That's it.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father. Once again, thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Underlined. Renew your strength and put your hope in me. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. The last phrase in the ESV, whoever fears has not been perfected in love. So that tells us that if there's something you're fearing, you can go on to a perfection where you won't have any fear. Hallelujah. For encouragement into the new year, live by faith. Trusting me through uncertainty and tribulation. My great mercy to you all in this prayer with my prophet and friend for beginning a new chapter by providing support and strength to you and the nations. You have my strength in all. I want to point out the word that's translated tribulation in the Bible. In the Old Testament, sometimes affliction, sometimes tribulation. It's translated for the place of the birth canal. And it is, this word is tsar or tsara, T-S-A-R or T-S-A-R-A-H. And it means pressure from an outside. Pressure from the outside puts you into a narrow place. Deliverance, on the other hand, is it means put you in a broad place. But pressure from the outside, pressing you into a narrow place, is the word that's translated tribulation. So, when pressures come against you, let me read it again, and you think about that when we read this word. For encouragement into the new year, live by faith. Trusting me through uncertainty and tribulation. My great mercy to you all in this prayer with my prophet and friend. For beginning a new chapter by providing support and strength to you and the nations. You have my strength in all. Notice how many times he mentions strength. 1 John 4:9. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Hallelujah. God sending his Son is the very manifestation of the love of God. First Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. These scriptures demand meditation. Just meditate that one right there. Oh, glory. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You have my spirit today, and this is the year of the new in you, church. Ezekiel 11:19. And I will give them one heart, and a new spirit I will put within them. I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh. Isaiah 40:31. But they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's another one of my favorite verses. Underlined the next statement. Renew your minds for what is coming, church. Isaiah 65:17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. And the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. Hallelujah. Job 8:7. Excuse me. Though your beginning was small, thy latter end shall greatly increase. Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. Those are all wondrous things that are going to happen in the future. You have been forgiven, my children. Go out and do my will, for the days of hope. My hope is here. rise with me. I am. Luke 7:47. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. Excuse me, let me get some water. For she loved much. But he is who is forgiven little, loves little. Now that was the woman who came and anointed him. And then the people judged her for doing that. Excuse me.
Bless you.
And then he said that she had been forgiven much. So no matter what you've done, folks, if you truly repented and come to the Lord, you've been forgiven. John 1, 9 and 10. The true light. I'm going to read this in, I think the NASB. Or maybe, let me see here. I'll read the King James.
Okay.
That was the true light, meaning the word, Jesus, which lights every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. First Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Whoa, there's deep.
Did you say Peter? It was Malachi 4:2.
Oh, I said 1 Peter 1:3.
Luke. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, you're good. It's me.
Okay. We had 1 John 4:9, and now we have 1 Peter 1:3. And all of these are very, very...
It's Malachi 4:2. Did I say 1 Peter?
We're not down there yet.
Oh, my numbers are farther down. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Maybe I'm in the wrong place.
Okay.
You're straightening me out. I'm in the wrong place. It's because he gave 1 John 1:9 and 10. Let me give you that one. Okay.
Well, we'll write that down, too. That was good.
1 John 1:9 and 10. And now, I got my eyes back up, further back up.
Oh.
You're keeping me straight, brother. You're keeping me straight. Okay, we had Luke 7:47. Now we had 1 John 1:9 and 10. Let me do that one again.
Okay.
The true light, which gives light to everyone. I don't like that. That's not good. The ESV is not good. Don't use it.
Okay.
Use either King James or the New American. The idea is here, folks, and I'm going to get into some deep theology with you right here. He is the true light which lights every man that comes into the world. Every person that comes in this world, every spirit is light. Then they were conceived in sin, the father and mother, but the spirit from God is light. And then the Bible says, this is what Paul said, then I was alive, and then sin revived and I died. When the child becomes conscious and becomes of age, and sin revives, then he dies and has to be born again. So that's pretty deep. And don't get off on it. If you don't understand it, just go right along. But definitely use either the King James or the New American. In other words, he, I'm going to read it again, is the true light who lights every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Malachi 4:2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And I don't like either the ESV or the NASV here, because it says with healing in its wings. The word it is, there's not any such neutral word of it in either the Greek or the Hebrew. It's either going to be masculine or feminine. I don't know why ESV and NASV used its wings, because it's definitely talking about Jesus. He is the Son of Righteousness, and he arises with healing in his wings. And it says here, rise with me.
Yeah, it says rise with me.
Rise
I am.
With me.
Yeah.
I am. So we're to rise with him. He's the Son of Righteousness,
yes.
Rising with healing in his wings. You shall go forth and skip about like calves from the stall. That's what he wants us to do. He said, go
yes.
out.
Yes.
He said, go out. And that's in this scripture. Go forth and gamble like calves from the stall and leap for joy. Oh, my goodness. In Malachi 4:2 is everything he just said to us in those three lines of the statement. Whoa, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah. This takes meditation, folks. I'm going to get to that verse, and I'm going to parse it. I'm going to cut it and break it down and understand it in Jesus' name, what he's telling us to do.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, this is exciting. Next line is underlined. No matter what you face, focus on my promise. Now, this is not underlined. You can all find strength and guidance in my encouraging words to you. Philippians 4:7. Six and seven. For six, I'm going to use the Amplified. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. For verse 7, King James, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then Romans 8:28, the verse he gives more than anything else. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I like the New American on this. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. He can gather up even the bad things that the devil meant for bad and change them and work it out for good for you. But the bad didn't come from him. Nothing dark ever comes from God. Matthew 6:31 through 34. Therefore, do not be anxious, or do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The next is underlined. I really am, I'm wondering exactly what he means here. My words have been translated and kept alive to speak directly to your heart. Now, you meant to find hope through me and my love to you.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's talking about the translation in this prayer call.
That's what came to mind. That's what really came to mind. Because my words has been translated and kept alive. And this is exactly what it is.
It's like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like he takes his word, he's translating this call, and it just keeps alive the scriptures.
Yeah.
As he gives us the individual scriptures, it just keeps them alive for us.
And speak directly to us.
And speaks directly to us through our hearts and to whomever we're praying for. Always have to remember we're praying these things. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Oh, we can lean on these promises, can't we?
Yeah, see, Miss Billy, he is telling us that he's speaking directly to us, and he wants us to maintain our strength.
Exactly. He's really mentioning strength today.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace.
Mm.
In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Mm.
Psalm 28:7.
I'll be quiet. Praise the Lord.
Here we go again. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. Therefore my heart exalts, and with my song I shall thank him. In that word's yada, with my song I shall praise him or thank him with my hands lifted up. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
That's a verse he's been emphasizing lately.
Yeah.
It is through faith in me that you can trust my goodness. Grow your faith today. Matthew 21:21-22. Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, But even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
It's all tied up together. Yesterday he said, you ask me in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
All tied mm-hmm. up together.
Hebrews 11:1. This is the great faith chapter. And this first verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you've asked God for something, but you don't see it. But your faith is the evidence that you have it.
Mm.
Now, the other translations say, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for. The Amplified goes a little further. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. I don't see it yet. I don't hear it yet. I don't feel it yet. But I've got it.
Yes.
I'm assured that I've got it. For sure, for sure, for sure. That's faith.
That's faith.
Now, I'm going to come back to that word goodness at the end. But we'll go on with what the Lord gave us. See the outcome of your faith. And see, and then here we begin with an underlining, the outcome of your prayer, for the new beginning is here. And it is in your hands also.
Mm-hmm.
1 Chronicles 16:27. The King James reads, glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. This is not the normal word for glory. This is the word hod, which can be translated glory, but it is also translated splendor. And here it is in the ESV. Splendor and majesty are before him or in his presence. Strength and joy are in his place. Here is the Amplified. Honor and majesty are found in his presence. Strength and joy are found in his sanctuary, or his place, his makom.
Mm-hmm.
John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Wow.
It's in your hands, folks. It's in your hands to be afraid or not to be afraid.
That's right.
He says, let not your heart be troubled. 6:34. Therefore, he gave us this earlier, you know, back up in another passage here. But he's emphasizing it. So do not be anxious about tomorrow. For tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. And then you have my peace forever.
Praise
Trust in me. I want to go back to that word goodness. And I want to find something for you. Oh, bless the Lord. Hold on, because this is going to be good for you. You're going to like it.
Praise the Lord.
Hold on. Don't give up. It's going to be worth the wait. I'm searching for it on my...
We're here. Praise the Lord. Just to make quick announcements, we will not have service tonight in downtown Minneapolis. We want people to enjoy their day in prayer and meditate on these words.
Oh, yes. Okay.
My goodness.
Here I got it. Here I found it. I found it. I'm reading from the book, David Barron's commentary on the book of Zechariah. And you know David Barron, he's the man who was born in 1855, I think, in Russia, raised up in the best rabbinical schools, Hebrew of the Hebrews, but then he found Jesus as his Savior. But he's so marvelous on the Word of God. We teach, like on my course in Zechariah and 3BI, we use his book. In Zechariah 9, 16 and 17, there are these verses. And the Lord, their God, shall save them in that day as the flock of his people, speaking of the Jews. For they shall be as the stones of a crown lifted up as an ensign upon his land. Now, but here's verse 17. For how great is his goodness. Hallelujah. How great is his beauty. Corn shall make the young men cheerful and new wine the maids. So this verse says how great is his goodness. Now, he's going to comment on that verse. And he says, goodness is very frequently attributed to God in the Old Testament. For instance, in Psalm 31:19, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that put their trust in thee before the sons of men. And then Psalm 145:7, they shall utter the memory of thy great goodness. So goodness is spoken of as an attribute of God, and it's great. And he's laid it up for those who fear him, those who love him. Now, here is Barron's definition of goodness. Goodness is that attribute of God whereby he loves to communicate to all who can or will receive it, all good. Yea, himself, who is the fullness and universality of good, creator of all good, not in one way, not in one kind of goodness only, but absolute, without beginning, without limit, without measure, his goodness. This good, his goodness, bestows on all and each according to the capacity of each to receive it. Nor is there any limit to his giving, save his creature's capacity of receiving, which also is a good gift from him. In other words, folks, his goodness has no limit, and he wants to get it over to us. Psalm 31:19, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee. which thou hast wrought for them that put their trust in thee before the sons of men. His goodness is as absolute. He wants to communicate it to those who fear him, but there's no limit to it. It's absolute. There's no beginning. There's no limit. It's without measure. He gives it to all those. It's available for all of us. But it does have a limit. And the limit is our capacity to receive it. Nor is there any limit to his giving save his creature's capacity of receiving, which also is a good gift from him. In other words, his grace, his goodness is limitless except by ourselves. You know how he said it's in your hands?
Yeah.
It's in your hands.
Yeah.
You're the one that limits God. You're the one that says, this is as far as God can bless me.
Wow.
Now I'm going to read that statement that he said to us. It is through faith in me that you can trust in my goodness. Grow your faith today. Grow your faith so you can receive his limitless goodness.
Wow. Thank you, Miss Billy. Wow. Hallelujah.
It's limitless.
It is.
We put the limit on it. I know people whose faith believe God greatly, and they receive greatly.
Yes.
This can be health-wise. This can be strength-wise. This can be spiritual. Who believe God for attaining spiritual heights. It can be finances. Now, while we were praying, I received what I thought was a word from the Lord. I said, I'm going to give it if you confirm it in the word. And I believe this right here, his goodness confirms it. It's going back to a scripture that God gave us in the morning prayer, and he's given it quite a bit lately. I want to read it to you. Okay, he gave us the statement, lean into my promise and serve others with a willing heart. Love more deeply. And then he gave Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Now in Hebrew, wilderness and desert are different words. Wilderness is a place where some vegetation is and some water is. Not, you know, the sheep would go into the wilderness and they'd find some water and these things. A desert is a dry place. You know, there's not anything there. But he said, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now, when we were praying, this came to me, that there are people whose wallets, billfolds, purses, are like deserts.
Mm-hmm.
They're dry. And he will move on that wallet. Now, this came to me as a word, I believe, from the Lord. If I'm wrong, you judge it. Because anybody can miss it. Anytime somebody claims they never miss it, don't listen to them. Because we're all just humans and we miss it. But I believe that I saw that if you will, in your wallet, you'll keep some cash and you'll let it flow like a river, God will keep that river flowing.
Oh.
And some of your wallets are like dry places. They're like deserts. But if you get a hold of $10 and change it into ones and give a one for your tithe, But then, as you see someplace, a person in need or whatever, wherever God shows you or whatever you see with your own eyes, give a dollar to someone else. I believe the blessing of the Lord is going to cause rivers to flow through your wallet. Now, some of your wallets are more like a wilderness. I mean, there's you got some. But he's going to make a way there, a derrick. And I believe, I truly believe, in your very wallets, there will be a cash flow like a river if you will become a river. And you'll let God move through you. And then not just your wallets, but, of course, your bank accounts or whatever. But I believe God wants to increase the blessing upon the flow, the financial flow through the body of Christ. I believe he wants to bless us. I believe he wants, like he did, you know, he brought those children of Egypt, Israel out. They went to the Egyptians. Bible tells he lays us up the wealth of the wicked for the righteous.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a flow. You can't be like the Dead Sea. You gotta be like the river. Now, I believe I got that for a word. You judge it. If it witnessed with your heart, fine. If it doesn't, just forget it.
I believe you're right. I believe you're right. Especially the new year. Especially the mm-hmm. new beginning. Mm-hmm. He has been telling us a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Transformation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
And believe him. Grow your faith
and
so you
believe
can believe him,
yeah. him.
Believe him for more. I'm going to read you that definition of goodness again. Goodness is that attribute of God whereby he loves to communicate to all who can or will receive it. All good. Yes, himself, who is the fullness and universality of good, creator of all good, not in one way, not in one kind of goodness only, but absolutely, without beginning, without limit, without measure. This good, his goodness, bestows on all and each according to the capacity of each to receive it. Nor is there any limit to his giving, save his creature's capacity of receiving, which also is a good gift from him. In other words, faith is a gift. We receive by faith. That's the only way we receive, by faith. That's a gift. His grace is up there like an ocean, but you tap into it like a pipe. You send it up to receive something from that ocean of grace, and that's called faith. That pipe that it comes to you is faith. And you're the one who determines how large that pipe is. That's why he said grow your faith. How do you do it? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Meditation on the Word of God.
Amen.
And I believe that. When he was talking about that, he's translated it. I believe this tongues and interpretation has been given to us to make this Word alive in our hearts.
Yes, yes.
Each of these scriptures, you know, people sent me what this call has meant to them. And so many of them talk about the aliveness to the scriptures, how the scriptures have become alive, how the words, the more familiar with the words, especially the ones he gives us over and over, there's more enlightenment on the words.
Yeah.
Just wonderful. And then they always say their prayer lives are better. Oh, we have so much to look forward to in this new year.
Oh, yes,
so
we do.
Much. And if there's pressure, well, what did he tell us to do? Lean on his promises. Grow our faith. No matter what you face, he said this morning, focus. Excuse me, he said today when we began, no matter what you face, focus on my promise.
That's right.
You have to know his promises. And we're learning them, aren't we? We really,
oh,
really are.
I am learning a
lot.
Oh, my
goodness. Oh, my goodness. We're all learning a lot.
Miss Billy, I'm gonna ask something that if you can do, and you pray about it. What you explain, like in the end, for all of us here, is very, very rich, and I believe it's from the Lord for all of us to hear this morning. But if you can just put something together, like a blog or something.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it in a blog. I think we have that posted online.
Okay.
I think we do have that posted, but I'm not sure. But okay. I could definitely do that. I could definitely put it into a blog. I'm going to write a blog. Nobody's at work right now to put the blog up, but next week they will.
Right.
I'm going to show
right.
a picture of my family and how. I wanted to say thank you to everybody because you have sent me Christmas presents and money and a birthday present. And that was what I used to rent a large house on a lake in Oklahoma for 4 nights, and my family all got to be together. Just a few were missing, those that couldn't come, one in California, one in Oklahoma City, and one of my granddaughters is a doctor at a hospital, and she was on duty. But all the rest of them were there, and oh, my goodness, you'll see my family. And that's God's goodness to me, that family, and that was his goodness, that he worked through you enough money, imagine it, to pay the rent on that place for 4 nights. So
Amen.
That was God's goodness, and I thank you Amen. For it. And it came through lots and lots of people giving. Not so much one person giving at all, but, oh, my goodness, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
That is rich. God's goodness. And he definitely said, it is through faith in me that you can trust my goodness. Grow your faith today. So what does that tell us? Increase your capacity to receive his goodness.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Isn't that good? Oh,
praise the Lord. That's so
Ooh,
great.
That's good. Yes, yes.
And I also want to thank everybody for all the gifts and the cards. And Quinn and I, so thankful for all of you. For, you know, start with Miss Billy. I mean, all the WWPs. We are the body of Christ. We are brothers and sisters. And we are to stand together at this time and continue to pray. And please, please meditate on these words. My goodness. From last night.
Oh, my goodness.
Last Woo. Week in Christmas time. This afternoon. My Jesus. And I don't know if Brenda's going to do a prayer call this Sunday. She go and she meditate on the words. Quinn have a prayer call tomorrow morning. Yeah. I don't know.
See, I'm not sure if she's doing it or not.
If she can text us quick, Tony or Brenda.
If she
so
can text us quickly, Tony or Brenda,
yeah.
we could put it up.
Yeah.
So we wait a little bit on her here.
Yeah.
If there's going to be a prayer. They probably already know the ones who come. They
yeah.
probably already know. Because I'm
they
sure
probably do a call.
Them.
They use mm-hmm. your number. They probably do a call, not in person. But Quinn have a call tomorrow, and we'll be posting that to an hour. And I have prayer call on Friday. You know, so many of us right now, Bruce and Marina in Canada, our partners and involved in YLH, I mean, they have, Bruce have a prayer call every night at 8 p.m. using
right.
our number.
People are praying.
We're,
oh, my Jesus.
Yeah, praying. We are praying. We are moving like the wave cannot stop us. Doesn't matter
no.
what come across.
No.
Doesn't
no.
matter. Praise the Lord.
Well, I'm not getting any a text from her.
Me
I know
either.
She's having, I'm sure she was on the call, but she is having, oh, Wintry Mix Sunday, so a prayer call only.
Okay.
So here we're having a Wintry Mix. So that was from Barbara Joy. But if there is a prayer call, it will be at 3 o'clock on this number.
Yes, of this number. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All
okay.
right. Now we're going to get, we've just had a nice warm winter, and it's going to, we haven't had any wintry mix, but it looks like we're going to get one. I think you've had some really cold weather, but we have it here. Just now trying to be cold. So, I don't know. God loves us better than you, I guess. No, I'm teasing.
Oh, praise the Lord. We love you, Miss Mary. Bless the Lord.
Okay, I love you. And shalom, shalom. And everybody have a lot of fun today.
Amen. Shalom, shalom. Bye.